Anything that you purchase tonight really helps the endeavor here, because the people who are doing this are doing it because they want to. They all have full-time jobs and are not paying themselves. So a hand for Duke Music and the Western Reserve Folk Art Society. How many learned to play guitar by having a Tony Rice record? I figured that. I want to tell you a story about seeing Peter Rowan in Nashville, Tennessee a few years ago at a Folk Alliance conference. It was 3 a.m, and it was on some lobby in the fourth floor. And Peter was surrounded by kids from age 6 to probably 18. And what was so fun about it is, yes, they were playing some Bill Monroe songs and some Flatt & Scruggs songs, but what the kids really wanted to play were the Peter Rowan songs. We have reached a point where we have in front of us musicians who are changing what the rest of us do, musicians we've grown up with, and musicians who have reached legendary status for the rest of the world to acknowledge and admire. We get to do it right here. We have a wonderful sound system. We have no smoking. Please soak this in, because you never know when it's going to happen again. Peter Rowan and Tony Rice.